Rick Pearson says the battle's not over.
And this goes to the heart of the trust factor or lack of trust that exists in Springfield, because Rauner has already been out campaigning saying, I'm going to block Mike Madigan, the House Speaker's 32% income tax increase without reforms.
Measure passed with Republican support, getting 72 votes. Illinois entered its third year without a budget yesterday. A prayer vigil took place at noon in the Lawndale neighborhood for a 36-year-old man, Quintec Locke, killed in a police-involved shooting last night. Eric Russell, president of the Tree of Life Justice League, works with families of police-involved shootings, saying the police didn't follow proper procedure and shot him in the back.
He didn't kill anybody, although he had a gun, so maybe he would have surrendered.
Russell says Locke had two daughters and a fiance. The investigation is ongoing. In the battle against ISIS, Iraqi and U.S. forces are on the verge of a major success, taking back the city of Mosul. But thousands of residents are still trapped by the fighting. ABC News senior foreign correspondent Ian Pinnell reports from the war zone.
ISIS swept along these streets 3 years ago. Now much of Mosul is an ancient city in ruins. Civilians have been routinely kidnapped, tortured, and killed by ISIS. No one knows how many have died here or how many are still trapped. Some people held as human shields.
ABC's Ian Pinnell. Authorities in Pennsylvania say they have the man in custody who they believe killed a recent high school graduate in a road rage encounter near Philadelphia this week. ABC's Adrian Bankert has the latest.
The man authorities say mercilessly shot and killed 18-year-old Bianca Roberson in a fit of road rage is in custody. Authorities say David Desper turned himself in as they were closing in on him. Investigators also locating the .40-caliber handgun they believe was used to assassinate Roberson, saying Desper was licensed to carry it.
That's ABC's Adrian Bankert. How do we look weather-wise for the 4th of July fireworks program? WGN meteorologist Mike Hammernick says overall it looks good, but
there could be some thunderstorm activity later in the evening, but it looks like it would be south of the city, so I think the city and north and west are okay. It would be the southern suburbs that might see something late on the 4th of July, some natural firework.
Temperatures should stay in the upper 70s and low 80s. We'll check sports traffic and our current weather next on WGN.
I'm just yammering on to my friend Lloyd Sachs here about John Jacob Niles, who Lloyd knows. I have to go back to you. Okay, take it away, Aubrey.
Many of the flags and banners that you've seen around Chicagoland are coming from one company, WGN Flag and Decorating. Started in 1916, 100 years ago, they are a fourth-generation, family-owned business supplying Chicagoland and the rest of the country with flags, flag accessories, and flagpole service and repair. There's no other company that has their history and expertise. They literally work with thousands of companies, from small businesses to schools to big corporations. They are the go-to company for some of the biggest and most influential corporations in Chicago, including many of your favorite Chicago sports teams, the city of Chicago, and the state of Illinois. They carry a huge range of American flag sizes and every state and international flag. However, they specialize in custom flags and signs for a variety of occasions, special events, parties, weddings, and WGN Flag also offers professional installation and service of flag poles. They're also open to the public and can help with your residential needs. Go to WGNflag.com to check out their huge selection of flags and accessories, or call 773-768-8076.
Checking WGN Sports, your Cubs beating Cincinnati 6-2, White Sox over Texas 6-5. The lineups for the All-Star game have been announced, at least most of them. And for the National League, only one Cub representative, relief pitcher Wade Davis. And for the American League, just one White Sox representative, Alvy Garcia. And that game coming up in another couple of weeks. In WGN traffic, here's Esmeralda Leon.
Right now we're seeing on the roads pretty clear on the Edens, 15 minutes on both sides. The Kennedy is seeing slight delays. This is mainly on the outbound right now. You are 10 to the Montrose Junction, 17 to O'Hare, inbound around the same time. Eisenhower is clear. The Stevenson also looking good. The Dan Ryan seeing some slight delays, mainly on the inbound. You hit the brakes at about Cermak Road. It's 16 minutes from 95th to the Circle. Lakeshore Drive, you're seeing a couple delays in the downtown area, mainly Navy Pier and just before the Stevenson. Bishop Ford is a little slow. You do have some long-term road work going on. 115th Street is where you hit the brakes on the northbound side. On I-57, that is clear. And the tolls right now looking pretty good. Some scattered delays on 294 around I-80 and 79th Street. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic Chicago app approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Esmeralda Leon, WGN Traffic Central.
And the forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center. Rest of the evening, mostly cloudy, overnight low around 68. Monday, mostly sunny, high near 74. Your July 4th, partly sunny, high near 76. Might have some showers south of I-80. Right now, 76 at O'Hare, 74 at Midway, 68 in Northbrook, 73 along the lakefront. Lake Michigan water temperature 69. Winds out of the west at 5, humidity at 64%. I'm Roger Battish in the WGN Newsroom, ready to join the conversation live whenever story changes on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. It is my pleasure to have in here for about the next 45 minutes my old friend, colleague, person I greatly, greatly admire, not for his... God, we used to play basketball together. Man.
Old friend as in long time.
Yes, as in long time, and we both walked slower than we used to. Lloyd Sachs is one of the best writers of his generation here in Chicago. And that would be my generation, too. And you would have seen his byline in The Reader and the Sun-Times and elsewhere. It is now on the cover of a book, T-Bone Burnett, A Life in Pursuit. Do not let the picture of Mr. Burnett on the cover scare you as it did me. I, of course, knew who he was, but the depth that Lloyd expresses in this book made him incredibly accessible and even more mysterious. Is that, am I crazy, Lloyd, or what?
Not at all. I mean, T-Bone is a walking enigma, you know, in many ways, and has been for the last, you know, for his 40 years in the business. I mean, he's full of contradictions. He's like a real intellectual who has to deal with all these, you know, slick producers.
Non-intellectuals, yeah.
He's always attacking the industry for its idiotic, you know, whether it comes to denying artists their fair share of the proceeds, or he hates MP3s. He's tried to launch kind of a recording revolution. He loves the old analog sound and has been working apparently on some new delivery system which will shock the world. There's a lot of P.T. Barnum and T-Bone. So
he's also wonderfully and I think somewhat wildly opinionated too. I mean, as you're displaying here in your book and early on page 4, you say Burnett is part Don Quixote, charging the digital windmills in his quest to restore analog truth, and part Southern politician, crossing palms with hyperbolic play money. This is Lloyd's writing, too. He's such a good writer. He says that Justin Timberlake is, quote, the closest we have to Bing Crosby, claims mandolin Chris Thiel, who's taken over, what's his name show, right?
Perry Garrison Companion, Keeler,
is the Louis Armstrong of his time, and that Alison Krauss, and calls Alison Krauss the one, just as Ray Charles was the one. You had interviewed him over the years, right?
Oh, yeah.
And admired him?
Yeah, I mean, as an artist, as a producer, and also as a just a great guy. I mean, he's really a delight to be around. He's very, very upbeat in person. As acerbic as he is in his views about culture and about, you know, I mean, this is a, I think I say, use this term, he was a real radical hiding in plain sight because, like Bob Dylan, I mean, he really was devoted to dissembling all these lies that we have about the forces that be. And all of the false reality, which is really coming home to roost lately.
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, he was on that case a long time ago, and his songs, his early songs, you know, he was a singer and songwriter, many people don't know.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I did not know that. He is greatly admired for his songwriting, but I had no idea that he had a relatively decade-long couple decade long, I knew he played on Dylan's Rolling Thunder tour.
Right. He was a guitarist on the Rolling Thunder tour. And from that tour, he and two other guys formed a band called the Alpha Band.
Right, right, right.
Which really was very much motivated by their religious beliefs. And he is just basically, you know, for a long period of time, he was considered really one of the best songwriters in the country.
Do you think, I get a sense that, I don't get a sense, this guy is so wonderfully enigmatic to me, that he did not, he was dropped from a record, I mean, even with greatly admired, his stuff didn't sell.
Right, and that's one of the conundrums that he always faced, was that he was never commercially successful.
But he did, I get a sense, too. I mean, you do the great, that he wanted that.
Oh, yeah.
No
oh,
question,
yeah. He
right?
Definitely, no, yeah. He made no bones about it, that he was, you know, disappointed that he wasn't successful on the level of a Warren Zevon or mm-hmm. Jackson Browne or some other people in L.A. But he's such a... Such is his artistry and his honesty as an artist that he never really compromised his art to become popular.
Yeah.
Which isn't to say...
Do you think, as someone who knows everything he's ever done, do you think he needed to compromise in order to become popular? Do you think if he had kept at it that might have happened or no?
You know... It's interesting because his recording career has certain examples where he went in and he really tried to very self-consciously. He was tweaking the production and he was just out of a kind of really insecurity. He was trying to change the music so it would come across in a more accessible way. But, you know, that's like saying, you know, that Dylan – you know, could have become a huge commercial success if he had tailored his songs more to the mainstream audience.
Right.
T-Bone has just, he's an original. And his songs were very surreal and very pointed. And really, I mean, there's a spiritual undercurrent to not only his songs, but his whole...
His life
and his career.
Yeah.
Or actually, I should say, his not a career, because he doesn't like using the word career.
I'm going to read a portion of you, sort of, this book sort of begins. But you really like him, don't you?
I do like him, yeah. And you know what else? All of the people around him, I mean, some people that I really, really respect and like is people like Roseanne Cash, and the singer-songwriter and producer Joe Henry, and, you know, Justin Timberlake, among others. You know, he's very much adored by most of the artists he works with. And it's really telling to me that he is still working and assigning things to artists, musicians he worked with 40 years ago when he was coming up in Fort Worth.
Wow.
You know, nobody maintains connections like that in this industry over such a long period of time.
We are going to, so that those of you who don't know T-Bone Burnett and the nickname was a nickname from childhood, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is not something he came up with as a, you know, stage name or something.
No, he got a sort of attack by some blues artist down in Texas who thought he was trying to rip off T-Bone Walker, who was a real icon of the blues from Texas. And for a while, T-Bone actually dropped the hyphen. Actually, for a while, he called himself J. Henry Burnett and didn't call himself T-Bone at all. But then he came back around, but he dropped the hyphen.
Because he was going to get beat up by some blues guys in Texas. He was born in St. Louis and grew up in Texas. And Lloyd Sachs is in studio to talk about his, it's really an amazing story because it was so revelatory to me. I sort of knew who this guy was, but A Life in Pursuit is a fabulous read. It is a kind of, what shall I call this, a kind of critical biography. Is that a good way to put it?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
It is not.
Then he dated this guy, and then he got drunk with George Clooney.
Yeah, well, I think some people were actually regard it or expecting this to be a straight. It's not a straight bio. It's more of a critical appreciation with biographical content.
Yeah, that's what I consider a revelatory critical biography. It's not some kind of tell-all People magazine thing. When we come back, Lloyd will select something. Lloyd will select something, and Lise will play a sample of something, and then we'll talk about his music. And then also, he may be most famous for, do you think he is most famous for the sort of orchestrating the soundtrack for George Clooney's movie Brother, Where Art Thou?
Oh, yeah, that was the one that made him, a phenomenon in American culture.
Okay, because he sort of invented a kind of what has become, what is it called, Americana or genre.
Yeah, I'm not sure he invented it, because the strains of Americana were present back with the Byrds and Gram Parsons.
Right.
But absolutely, in the wake of Oh Brother, this whole roots music movement really sprung to life and there were, and really led to Americana.
A question I also want to talk, he is a legendary, legendary producer, and Lloyd does a remarkable job. I want to talk about his visit to L.A., but in chapter 13 of his book, T-Bone Burnett, A Life in Pursuit, it's called Hitman, where he really gets into what it takes. If I were to ask you out there, hey, what's a record producer do? What would you think? They push the button, they say, you'll think of Will Ferrell from the Saturday Night, more cowbell. That's not what a producer does. We'll talk about that chapter, too. We'll be right back. After I tell you this, I got to tell you, again, the most ridiculous commercial we've run. Chicago Knows Best, right? Hit up Facebook and tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10, where you can't do that on WGN-TV because you're listening to this. Your pick may be Chicago's Best.
I, the undersigned, have, on this day, voluntarily enlisted myself as a soldier in the American Continental Army for 1 year.
With this oath, farmers, trappers, hunters, woodsmen, and settlers from across the colonies became members of the Continental Army. They were poorly clothed, poorly fed, poorly armed, and poorly paid. And though they were volunteers in every sense of the word, as Congress had no authority to raise an army, there were promises of cash and land bounties to those who became soldiers. Because most of them were from rural areas, what they lacked in equipment and experience, they often made up for in marksmanship. One story tells of two brothers who took a piece of board 5 inches wide with a bit of white paper the size of a dollar nailed in the center. One of them held the board between his knees and the other at a distance of upwards of 60 yards and without any kind of rest shot 8 bullets through it successfully and managed to not kill his brother. This WGN moment of independence is brought to you by your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealers and ChevyDriveChicago.com.
A cure for hepatitis C, breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still, science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress, traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road, to the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, 29,000 here in Illinois, enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit goboldly.com.
Right now, you can save some major green at the Home Depot's Red, White, and Blue Savings Event. Pick up the stackable LG front load washer and electric dryer for just $4.99 each, and get up to 24 months financing on select appliance purchases with your Home Depot consumer credit card. Shop our lowest prices of the season, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Gas Dryer Extra, credit offer valid through July 5th. U.S. only, subject to credit approval. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
As a small business owner, you make every dollar count. So what could you do with $10? Go to Vistaprint.com today and you'll get 500 high-quality custom business cards for only $9.99. That's less than 2 cents per card. And at Vistaprint, your satisfaction is absolutely guaranteed. So it's never been easier to turn 500 strangers into connections. Just visit Vistaprint.com and use promo code 5959 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 5959.
720 WGN.
Talking to Lloyd Sachs until a quarter to. We may go all the way to 11, and then we will get Lisa's new career in next week somewhere, because this guy, he has written about T-Bone Burnett. The book is T-Bone Burnett, A Life in Pursuit.
I do charge overtime.
It's all right. I have 14.
But you guys are.
I have $14 and get you some water or something. All right. We can do some water here because I want to read some stuff. I also want you listeners to hear what Lloyd might like us to hear to sort of explain who. Let's hear something now. Pick a song.
Sure.
And set it up and tell. I'm really curious because the George Clooney movie. He also did the soundtrack for Cold Mountain, right?
For Cold Mountain, and also for True Detective, the HBO series.
That's right.
And which was like just this astounding jukebox where there was something every 10 seconds coming out of radios and you know, car shops. It really surprises me that as well-known as T-Bone Burnett is, and you can't really read a reference to him without it saying the legendary T-Bone Burnett.
No question.
I was amazed at how many people were unaware of that aspect of his. That he was a great singer and songwriter, and it sort of became part of my mission here to expose that. But you know, in terms of songs. I can absolutely tell you which song he had me at. You know, we all have songs that really make us lifelong fans of that artist. And this one was way back from around 1980 from his first bona fide T-Bone Burnett album, which was recorded, the demos were recorded during the making of Heaven's Gate in Montana.
The movie disaster.
Where he was hanging out there with his buddies, Stephen Bruton and Chris Christopherson, who was obviously the star of the movie. But this song, you know, we can talk a lot about T-Bone's brilliance as a social commentator and as a kind of a spiritual sender, but he's also a great pop artist.
Wow.
And this is the song. It's from his first album, Truth Decay, and the song is called Boomerang. And if this isn't the hookiest song you've heard in 10 years, then I'll pay you that money for the overtime. Let's hear some Boomerang.
Thanks, Lise.
He loved her.
I love that song. I can see why. I wish I'd known that song.
Oh, well, you know, just his lyrics can be so off the wall, and these narratives he creates, I mean, can be hilarious and cutting at the same time. But it's, you know, it's important to note that, you know, the influence of the Beatles was very strong on young T-Bone growing up in Fort Worth, Texas, where when the British invasion hit, a lot of the local bands were more drawn towards the rough and rowdy stuff of the Rolling Stones and bands like that. But he was, you know, once and, you know, forever a real pop guy
experimenter. That is a pop song. That is a great, great song. I'm going to keep Lloyd here. Even the overtime check will arrive. Maybe Governor Rauner can figure out how to pay him for this. Because there's just too much to talk about, and I do want to hear some more music, too. I'm going to read also from Lloyd's book, especially about how Lloyd even came to write this book. I'm assuming that the idea popped into your head before this fabulous encounter outside the Vic Theater.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I knew T-Bone a little bit and had talked to him a lot of times, and I'd actually done a long cover story on him for No Depression magazine, which was the lamented Roots magazine. And, you know, I'd interviewed him at various times for the Sun Times, for his own stuff, for the stuff his wife at the time, Sam Phillips, who's another brilliant artist. And so at that point, he had called me up and asked me to come up to the sound check for what was his first
album in like 15 years.
Yeah, his first album and his first tour in forever.
Yeah.
And
after the news, I will read what happened at that thing, and then even Ravinia and a little after Ravinia is very interesting, too. I'm spending this whole hour with Lloyd Sachs. His book is T-Bone Burnett, A Life in Pursuit. You should buy it. We'll also hear more music, and you'll get some insight from the book, which is very insightful about what it means to be a producer in the crazy, crazy record biz. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN and WGNRadio.com. If you're an Amazon Echo user, just say play WGN Radio. It is 10:30, and here with the news is Roger Badish.
Governor Rauner saying he's going to veto the house tax bill passed in Springfield. The bill would raise the personal income tax rate from the current 3.75% to 4.9%. Senate's expected to vote on the bill Monday, and then it goes to the governor. The measure passed with Republican support, getting 72 votes. The spending plan also passed. Illinois entered its third year without a budget on Saturday. President Trump's calling senators in a bid to get a Republican Senate health care bill across the finish line. His top legislative aide, Mark Short, also is floating a repeal-only option if Republicans can't reach agreement. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell largely dismissed the suggestion on Saturday. Six people were found dead among the wreckage of a small private plane that took off from Chicago and crashed into a rural Wisconsin forest. Price County Sheriff Brian Schmidt said the plane was heading to Canada for a fishing trip when it quickly dropped altitude for unknown reasons. Two of the dead are physical education teacher Thomas DeMauro and a maintenance director, Charles Tomlitz, for the Tioga Elementary School in Bensonville. We'll check sports, traffic, and weather next on WGN.
Hey, kiddo. How was school?
Pretty good. Aced the math test.
That's great. Say, we need to plan something for Mom's birthday. You have any ideas?
I think you should just call Arkadek, Dad.
Arkadek? Who are they?
Dad, Mom has been saying she wants a place to gather the family and enjoy our backyard for years. It's time.
Okay, Arkadek. Did she say what she wanted them to do exactly?
Not sure, but they do screen porches, sunrooms, paver patios, decks, outdoor kitchens, fire features,
pergolas. Okay, got it. So
just call Arkadek, Dad. They'll take you through the process step by step, helping you visualize and design what you want.
Okay. This sounds easy. I don't suppose you have their number?
Just go to their website, Dad. It's packed with pictures of hundreds of projects they've built for Chicagoland families. ArkadekofChicagoland.com.
Nice work, kid. How'd you get so smart?
Listening to Mom.
Right.
Arkadek. It all begins with your free in-person design consultation. Visit ArkadekofChicagoland.com. Arkadek. Tech Outdoor Living. Better building by design.
You can enjoy your outdoor living spaces when your home has unsightly green and black stains in need of cleaning. Why scrub when you can spray and forget? Spray and Forget. The revolutionary no-rinse exterior cleaner eliminates stains from mold, mildew, algae, moss, and lichen. Spray and Forget brilliantly cleans roofs, decks, siding, fencing, walkways, driveways, outdoor furniture, and more without pressure washing, brushing, or rinsing. Make your home and your outdoor living spaces brilliant again with Spray and Forget. Look for the yellow label.
Oh, I love escaping to the forest preserves.
Trees, Barb is back.
Hey, Barb, welcome back.
Hey, Gary, good to see you again.
All right, Trees, settle down and let Barb feel free.
I visit my forest preserves of Cook County for bike paths, walking trails, and nature.
Yeah, that's us!
To break free of a busy schedule and enjoy what's wild and wonderful close to home. Join me.
Visit FPDCC.com, sponsored by the Forest Preserves of Cook County, aired in cooperation with the Illinois Broadcasters Association and this station.
WGN Sports: Cubs beating Cincinnati 6-2, White Sox over Texas 6-5. The teams for the All-Star game have been announced, at least most of the players have been announced. On the National League roster, you will find Cubs relief pitcher Wade Davis. He's the only entry from the Cubs, and the only entry from the Sox is Avi Garcia. Checking WGN traffic, it's Esmeralda Leon.
Right now, southbound Lakeshore Drive, we are seeing or hearing reports of an accident at Belmont. Pretty heavy delays right now. They start at about Montrose on that southbound side. On the northbound side, though, you are looking good. No problems there or the rest of Lakeshore Drive. On the Edens, you are clear as well. The Kennedy is running with minor delays. You're at about 10 to the Montrose Junction, 18 to O'Hare on both sides. On the Eisenhower, that is clear. Stevenson also looking good. The Dan Ryan, you're at 15 minutes on both sides. We are seeing some delays pretty much around Roosevelt Road on both sides. Bishop Ford is slow on that northbound side. We're hearing reports of an accident at Cottage Grove Avenue. We are seeing the delays start at about 111th. On the southbound side, you're clear. I-57 also looking good. And the tolls, 294, a little slow around Cermak. For traffic on the 7s or 8s or anytime on demand, get the Traffic's Chicago app approved by Team Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. Just search TRAFFIX Chicago. Esmeralda Leon, WGN Traffic Central.
And your forecast from the WGN Chicago Weather Center, remaining mostly cloudy for the rest of the overnight. Overnight low around 68. Monday, mostly sunny, high near 74. And your Independence Day forecast, partly sunny with a high near 76, though there are a chance for showers south of I-80. Right now, 76 at O'Hare, 74 at Midway, 70 in Kankakee, 73 along the lakefront. Lake Michigan water temperature is 69. Winds out of the west at 5. Get Chicago news first at the top of every hour. I'm Roger Badish on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Welcome back. Rick Kogan with his pal Lloyd Sachs, the author of T-Bone Burnett, A Life in Pursuit, a critical biography of the performer. You just heard a song called Boomerang. Now, I'm in love with this guy and think he's a great singer-songwriter, and that's a very catchy tune. Lloyd saw him in 2006 outside of the Vic Theater with the Sun-Times Photographer doing a piece about him. He writes, I had visited him after one or two shows in the Windy City and met him for lunch in Los Angeles. As enthusiastic a listener as he is a talker, he laughs at all your jokes, making you feel like you're the sharpest tack in the box. But I'm just reading this to you because I wanted to show you what a great narrative writer Lloyd is. A bookish Lenny Bruce, he's a spritzer who fills the air with quotations from literary figures, philosophers, and jazz greats, not to show off, but rather because he just can't help himself, and also one senses because he feels a personal need to elevate words and ideas at a time in our culture when they are taking it on the chin from visual images. Okay, Lloyd approaches him then in the summer of 2008 to propose writing a book about him. Lloyd says he did not pick the best place. He picked backstage at Ravinia following a concert. He made the pitch and then writes, in subsequent weeks and months, determined to sell him on the book directly rather than go through a guy in charge of his business affairs, I made numerous attempts to follow up on our Ravinia conversation. But he was never, this is so fascinating to me, he was never at the numbers he told me to call, and he didn't respond to my emails. I wasn't yet familiar with his Houdini-like proficiency for disappearing. First of all, that's just great writing.
Thank you. That totally
captures the guy. I want to, when he first, and there's another great line that I read to Lloyd off. I'm reading stuff to Lloyd off the air that you people should be hearing. You write in here talking about his first exposure to music coming from his parents and their great record collection. But also that the radio was his gateway to a world of places. You talked about it, the Beatles' influence on this kid. Religion also had a huge influence, as did golf on this young man. But when he went to – talk about his first visit to Los Angeles. I found that chapter really interesting, Lloyd.
Well, you know, T-Bone, obviously, at some point he was going to have to leave Fort Worth.
Oh, sure.
Where, you know, people should know, he owned his own recording studio by the time, just after he graduated high school.
Yeah.
It was downstairs from an established radio station where a lot of hits, there were a lot of hits made in the studio in the old days, but he turned it into his own thing. But he the lure of L.A. was too strong, and he went there, and there were all kinds of people that he could play with, and
it was like really 67
of a high level. Yeah, yes. Yeah, it was. But T-Bone is still a Texan. He's through and through. He's a Texan. He lived a long time in L.A., and now he spends a lot of the year in Nashville. But he's a Texas guy. And he never really fit in with the whole, L.A., if you remember L.A. in the 70s, there was, what do you think of the Eagles?
Yeah, right.
He, not a favorite band of his. Linda Ronstadt, that whole country rock thing. And so he really, to establish himself there, it took some doing. And when Dylan tabbed him to go on Rolling Thunder, that was a break that really enabled him to kind of overcome his outsider status in L.A.
Yeah.
And one thing led to another, and he was not only recording albums but also producing people as well.
How exactly did that happen? Again, I mentioned it before, if you were listening, about Chapter 13, one of my favorite chapters in a book filled with my favorite chapters about Bob Johnson, Jerry Wexler, John Hammond, the whole nature of being a record producer. You do a great job. What is a record producer, Lloyd Sachs? What is a great record producer?
Well, there are different definitions of record producers. There are guys like Daniel Lanois, who produced Dylan's album Time Out of Mind and Emmylou Harris's masterpiece Wrecking Ball, and who's a recording artist. And Daniel Lanois is considered a great producer, but in the sense where he imprints his own sound on the artist.
Phil Spector-like?
Phil Spector had the wall of sound of Phil Spector.
Yeah.
So there are certain producers who are identified with their sound. There are other producers who, the Beatles' George Martin, who were forever identified with his ingenuity and his ability. I mean, he was splicing up tape and stuff.
Yeah.
And T-Bone, what has made T-Bone really special is that he combines all of these aspects of a producer. I mean, he brings to every project, he'll bring in, dozens and dozens of song suggestions to the artists he produces. He's very much about sound and about, over the years he actually devised his own kind of bottom heavy, really reverberant sound, which you can hear to extremely great effect on Raising Sand by Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. But the more I've thought about it, and I hope this came across in the book, with T-Bone, it's as much about state of mind as it is about any kind of technique in the studio. Mm. He has this kind of—he is in this stuff for the value of the music and the moment. There's a real kind of, in a non-religious sense, there's kind of a spiritual aspect to what he does. It's a serious undertaking that really looks to lift up everyone with the results. And one of the reasons that artists like him so much is that it's so relaxed working with him. He'll set up like a little living room thing with couches and chairs and lamps and stuff. And he has this incense. I don't know if he still uses it. There's this Peruvian incense he burns that supposedly has this great property for
creativity,
for inspiring creative thought and stuff. But he puts artists at ease. And that's not to say things have gone swimmingly with every artist he's ever produced.
I mean, that's
not the case. He's very strong-willed, and there are certain cases where it just hasn't worked out. But in
he
a large...
Didn't. One of the interesting things, Lloyd, is that he was not... He ditched your phone calls. He was never enthusiastic, I don't think, about having you write a book. But he didn't try to produce you either. I mean, he didn't technically sit for, you know, 20 hours of interviews, but he didn't cut off access to everybody else.
He was very generous about that, and I'm grateful to him because there was no one around him that I couldn't talk to, including Sam Phillips, who was married to him, and he produced 7 of her albums. You know, just about anybody I wanted to talk to, I could. And in the end, I mean, he was also very helpful in getting me some photos for the book, which was all on me. I mean,
University Press.
University Press, you end up having to pay for a lot of these expenses. But he, you know, and that's, you know, aside from everything else, it saved me a bunch of money.
Sure.
But he was great about that.
So what do you think his... You know, I think in here there are a few people hint at it, his reluctance to fully engage this critical biography had something to do with, you know, a fatalism of sorts.
You know, it's hard to say. He's a very complicated guy.
No question.
But he, I mean, one thing, he doesn't like dwelling on the past. He just felt like, you know... Sam Phillips was talking about his whole thing about mortality, where he doesn't have all that much time left. You know, he's pushing 70 now. And so he didn't want to relive all that stuff.
Yeah.
And there may have been, you know, chapters in his life he just didn't want to talk about. You know, there's just, as all grown people, you know, there's certain things
he's sensitive
about. But he... He basically
didn't impede you in any way.
He did not impede me in any way. And, you know, we would exchange every once in a while. There were just these little haiku-like emails, you know, where I knew that I had to get in there fast and ask a question because once I got to question 2, he disappeared into ether.
He would vanish again. We'll be back with Lloyd after a short commercial break. Lloyd Sachs. You can go to Lloyd has a website. I'll tell you a great story about Fred Holstein and a website. LloydSachs.com. That's one way to get the book. Walking in a bookstore is another way. Going to Amazon or any of the various websites that have books. When we come back, we'll talk about T-Bone's...
Or, you know, I'll just bring it over.
He will. He'll bring it over later tonight. I think his wife's out of town. He can do whatever you want.
I don't have a bike, but I'll get one and
ride
it over.
He will deliver it. There are bikes all over this city. We'll talk about T-Bone's collaboration with Steppenwolf and... talk a little bit more about what Lloyd's going to do after the success of this book. We'll be right back.
Front Hossa shoots, scores! Marian Hossa grabs a sweet pass from the Hawks.
The Blackhawks will be without Marian Hossa for the entire 2017-18 campaign.
I know he wants to play hockey. I can't imagine how miserable and painful this thing he's going through must be on all levels. Nothing but the best of Big Hoss because of all the joy he's given us and hopefully more to come.
Number 500 in the great career of Marian Hossa!
Hosa steps away at the age of 38, at least for a year.
Always on our dream team.
Arguably the classiest guy I've ever met in my career in sports.
Passing on best wishes, Big Hoss, from Blackhawks Nation and Blackhawks Radio 720 WGN.
Hey, it's Steve Cochran. Now that summer's here, there's nothing more peaceful than sleeping with the windows open, listening to the sounds of nature. Till you start to hear snoring from the person you're sleeping with. Snoring is often caused by sleep apnea. It's a dangerous condition where you stop breathing during the night. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half the people given a CPAP don't even use it. If you or your partner can't get relief from a CPAP machine, now there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment. It's an option called Inspire. Inspire works inside your own body by delivering mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open. You simply turn the therapy on before bed and turn it off when you wake up. It's FDA approved, currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across America. Go to inspiresleep.com and learn more. Reviews important safety information. Find a doctor who can help determine if it's right for you. The freedom to sleep like everybody else. It's just a click away at inspiresleep.com. Inspiresleep.com.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money, and they'll get it too by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance, and you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-682-6944. 800-682-6944. 800-682-6944.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Fix that leaky chimney. If you see signs of water within 10 feet of your chimney or fireplace, call Lindeman Chimney at 877-WOOD-890 or go to CleanFireplace.com.
The weird, wild, wonderful.
WGN Plus. It's a whole other world.
Sadly, only about 10 more minutes with Lloyd Sachs, the author of, most recently, T-Bone Burnett, A Life in Pursuit, which is a fascinating book about not just a influential musician, producer, singer, songwriter, but about the business itself. That's the other thing I like about it, Lloyd. I mean, the backdrop is you're very good on this. He worked with Steppenwolf, didn't he?
He did for a period of time. He during the Rolling Thunder tour with Bob Dylan, Sam Shepard, the great playwright, was on hand supposedly to write the script for Dylan's film, Rinaldo and Claro, yeah. His 4-hour or 8-hour opus. And they ended up working on some stuff together. T-Bone and his longtime musical partner, a horn player from down at Texas, did the music for Mother Courage,
mm-hmm.
At Steppenwolf. And T-Bone worked on, he wrote a new score for one of Shepard's plays. And so for a while... he was, and he also performed, remember the Traffic series at Steppenwolf,
there
was kind
sure.
of interdisciplinary?
Sure.
T-Bone and Shepard did a show there that was kind of memorable. And then I think they went to Ireland together without Shepard, but doing the same show with the late, great Martha Lavey, I can't believe she's gone.
Yeah, same here.
And John Mahoney, I think.
Yeah.
And
he seemed to like, I mean, in the book, he seemed to get the sense that he enjoyed, you know, the theater music collaborative.
Well, it took him, I think it was.
Yeah,
it really
took him out of the business he hates.
It took him out of himself, though. He was kind of in a funk as a songwriter. And I think, from what I heard, Shepard kind of brought him on board to have him write these songs for the Tooth of Crime, that really and just T-Bone, the whole being part of that community, really. And T-Bone has always thrived on being part of communities, from Rolling Thunder to he had this ensemble that played Steppenwolf that he called Void, which had the great Gillian Welch and some Nashville musicians and Sam Phillips. And he's always great as part of a larger thing. And,
I think
that's
interesting.
That's part of his artistic personality, is it's rarely just about him.
Yeah.
It's always about a larger circle he's in. And,
which is also probably one of the reasons he is not, that everybody listening is saying, oh, my God, he doesn't have that star complex.
Yeah.
And you make that point eminently clear in the book. What is he, what's next for him, do you think? I mean,
He slowed down a little bit in terms of album producing, although he has a really nice album by the Scottish singer, Irish, Imelda May.
Mm-hmm.
He produced her. But he's been involved in this really ambitious project down in Nashville. There was a minor league park, former minor league park called Greer Stadium, where the Nashville Sound played, and that has been abandoned. And he's involved in this, billion-dollar, multi-million-dollar development project to turn it into this whole kind of public open space and housing and with a cultural center.
Well,
in the
interesting.
Middle. And, he says this is his baby and this will be his legacy. And, it'll be great to see it get off the ground.
Do you know if he's read the book?
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm really not sure. I hope he has.
Well, I got to tell you something. I'm not T-Bone Burnett. I mean, I'll tell you that right now. But if he reads this book and is not eminently pleased with your writing and your critical appraisal of him, then he's nuts. I mean, he may well be nuts.
Well,
that could
be the case anyway.
He may well be nuts.
As well as the case with me.
But you, my friend, you have to be pretty proud of this book, aren't you?
I am. It was a labor of love, I have to say. I mean, it's something I brought a lot of, serious. I mean, it really was something, just living with this music for a year or a little over a year.
Yeah.
I mean, how great was that? Listening to all these albums again by, Jimmy Dale Gilmore and Gillian Welch.
And also interviewing, having the access or the...
Yeah.
To interview people you also admire and interview people about someone you admire. It's a lovely way to spend time.
Yeah, and, a large percentage of people really admire him. I have to tell you, this one artist, I had to collect some blurbs for the book.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm really happy. I mean, I got some really nice ones from Rodney Crowell and the writer Holly George Warren and the producer Don Was. But I had this, actually, I think it was my wife who put this in my head, so I'll blame her, that I'm not going to name this artist, but there's a guy in Americana who's become a big star. And I thought it would be cool to have him provide a blurb just as a kind of bridge between generations and maybe even as an acknowledgement of T-Bone's. And I didn't get further than his manager, who, to make a long discussion short, said, not everyone is drinking the T-Bone Kool-Aid.
Is that right?
Wow. Okay.
Can I use that on the jacket?
Right. So, not everybody loves him. And, it's and like I said, to some people, he represents the establishment. And which
seems so funny to me.
In some ways, it's true, but
in so many ways, from your wonderful book, to me in the music business, he's kind of a radical in the music business.
He's an activist.
Yeah,
He's appeared before Congress. Testifying on behalf of artists and railing against the. The inequities of the world we live in terms of streaming music and stuff. And like I said, he he hates digital sound, and he's, you know, he's lambasted the industry on a number of occasions.
Yeah, he is. Lloyd, you have really captured, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Captured a fascinating guy. I would have read the book anyway because I'm a friend of yours, but he is really something. This picture on the front scares me. I mean, the picture on the front, he's holding a guitar, he really scares me, but he's also like a 5-handicap golfer, and there are all sorts of aspects of his life. We'll have to come back on.
Oh, sure. That'd be great.
And keep me posted on what he's doing in Nashville. It's great to see you again.
Thank you so much for having me on.
Again, oh, don't be silly. It's long overdue. T-Bone Burnett. T with no period there. A Life in Pursuit. The author is Lloyd Sachs. You can go to his website. It's LLOYDSACHS.com.
You can also go to T-BoneBurnettBook.com, which is basically more geared towards a book, obviously. But I should point out the publisher is the University of Texas Press.
Yes, and they did a nice job. It's a handsome
really
book.
Really good people.
They are good people. So are you, Lloyd Sachs. Aubrey Mumpower, thanks for your brilliant job engineering. Lise Graham, you're a genius of a producer. I'll have you on next week to talk. You may have like another new job by then, right? Elise has turned into a traffic reporter. Are you a traffic reporter here? Are you a traffic reporter here on this station? You will be. When do you start? Okay. Oh, good. Okay, so we'll talk about that next Sunday. I didn't blow it. Carla Mari's coming up. Thanks a million for listening. See you next week. This is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. If you're an Amazon Echo user, just say play WGN Radio. It is 11 o'clock on the button. And here with the news, Roger Badish.
Thank you, sir. It's mostly cloudy, 76 at O'Hare. Governor Rauner saying he'll veto the House tax bill passed in Springfield. The bill would raise the personal income tax rate from the current 3.7% to 4.9%. If the state can't put together a budget after 3 years of political battles, there's a threat from bond agencies that their credit will be lowered to junk status. WGN Radio and Chicago Tribune political editor Rick Pearson says that will affect everyone in the state.
If the state of Illinois falls into junk status, that takes everybody else down with. Because municipalities, school districts, everything is a creature of state government. And so then you have kind of a domino effect.
Senate's expected to vote on the bill Monday, and then it